The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. My God, it's only Monday.
I know.
But it is a happy hour. We made it to the quitting time for many of our audience. Many people in the car, some streaming us. We recommend calling. That's what we like best at 844-967-2789. Dom, not usually how we start the hour, but in, let's just go to the phones. You'll see what I'm going to do here in a minute.
All right.
Gary from Sussex, our little conservative love monkey. Gary, who would you swear at?
Hey, Gary.
Hi. Nobody.
Come on, but Gary. You swore to me, I swear.
I calling up for my buddy Dom, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not going to tell you how to raise your kids, and so don't think I am.
Yeah. Right? But here I go.
I heard what you say. Your kids are only allowed to swear at the dinner table. Okay.
Well, they were. I mean, they're 19 to 22 now, Gary, so this was some time ago. But, yes, that's correct.
Now they're permitted to swear outside the dinner confines.
Well, my daughter's a teacher. My wife's a teacher, and I taught for a little while. Okay. When kids, little kids, I'm talking about like 10-year-olds or younger. If I hear them swearing, it's like I think about the parents. I don't think about what they're saying.
Sure.
I think about what kind of upgrading, bringing is this? Now, as far as—
At what age is swearing permitted, Gary? Because I remember when I started incorporating swearing into my life was fourth grade. But I did not swear in front of my parents with any constancy, unless it was really, maybe if I stubbed a toe, but I wouldn't swear in front of my foster parents until I moved out of their house. And even then I was a little queasy doing it.
Well, the thing is that there is no age as far as I'm concerned. I think it's the vulgar anger and, language. And the fact is,
you're voting for Donald Trump, right? And you're going to talk to me about proper language?
Yeah, I hear him swearing all the time at these his rallies, and I don't like it.
Are you going to Waukesha? Are you going to go see the Messiah on Wednesday, Gary?
I work. No, well, I'm not going to take off work to go listen to Donald Trump.
Come on, man. We're between the busy seasons. It's not too hot, not too cold. It's like April 25th. That's the best date, Gary. You probably don't even know that reference, but go ahead.
Yeah.
No Trump for you. Got to work. But no swearing.
Got to work. Well, the thing is this, in my business, if somebody starts swearing at me, instead of listening to what they're mad about, I just turn them off. And what I do is I hear the swearing. So they can sit there and they'll say, well, you're late. I took off today and you're supposed to be here at noon and it's 1 o'clock and they start swearing at me. I don't hear anything other than the swearing and then I'll just turn on and walk away.
Well, let me ask you. Were you supposed to be there at noon and you showed up at 1 o'clock? Maybe you deserve that, asked you and Gary.
I know. And what I do is I buy people a gift certificate for dinner, just like I took care of my guys.
No drinks.
Right?
No effing drinks, Gary, that's for sure.
Hey, Gary, let me drill down a little bit regarding the kids swearing at the table. So one time my daughter, who was probably in man, maybe second grade at the time. So super young. And
she was a tiny, beautiful little thing. I loved little Izzy.
And she was at school and she was telling a story about one of her friends who was opening the door and was holding, her friend was instructed to open the door for everybody. And that second or third grader swore at the teacher. And Izzy wanted to tell the story. You know, we sit down at dinner table. Hey, how's school today? What'd you learn? Yada, yada. And she wanted to tell it, but she was like, she didn't want to use the word. And so we came up with a way because I want my kids to communicate with me. And there is a time and a place. And so the time and the place for us was at the dinner table, man. It was great. It was so much fun. And they, I swear, they got it out of their system. They don't swear like me. I swear all the time, Gary. All he does. The time. I do. It is part of me. It's who I am. It's how I communicate. It's been challenging for, you know, these 12, 13 years on the radio to come up with other words to express the same vitriolic attitude I have about some things and some people, which is not a bad thing. But as far as the kids are concerned, you know, if you make it a big deal, it becomes a big deal. If you teach them when to do it, when it's right, it's not appropriate for you to swear at your teachers. You're too young to do that. But if you want us to get it out, do it here at the table. That's how we did it. My kids weren't going to school swearing at the teachers. They're coming home and swearing at their parents, man. That's how it's supposed to be.
Gary,
my mom. I just saw her this weekend.
I swore at Mr. Marty, my teacher in eighth grade. But I've got to ask you, Gary, what do you teach?
Yeah.
What was your subject?
What did I teach?
And what grade level?
Okay. I was you're going to laugh when I tell you this. I was a Sunday school teacher for 20 years. Okay. But I get kids that are not, they don't even belong to the church. The parents dump them off. So these kids are either Christians or agnostic or whatever, you know. So you get all sorts of stuff coming out of their mouth.
But, do you ever get a terrible kid like Dom in the audience, Gary? I mean, I got to think that would have been.
I like Dom.
You'd have to be a saint to have Dom in your Sunday school class after Dad dumped him off because he's grounded for swearing at the house too much.
But I do want to say one other thing. You guys, I don't know if you have the greatest radio show ever, but you guys are the Pied Pipers because I don't know what it is. I've been listening to you guys for almost 5 years now. And I don't know why I'm compelled every single day turn the radio and I listen to you guys. I don't listen to Mark Belling. I don't listen to WTMJ. I listen to you guys, and I don't know why. But I encourage your listeners to be more informed and sit there and watch Fox and some of these other stations. You learn. And that's why I listen to you guys. I learn. I learn both sides. Both sides of propaganda, you know?
Well, you were going so well for a minute there, Gary, and then he just had to blow it up.
Gary, teach the children well, man. Assalamu alaikum to the Sunday schoolers.
I'll see you guys later.
All right, Gary.
All right.
Tomorrow, apparently, he feels compelled. Those are strong words. I don't feel compelled to do much in life. You cannot compel me, Dom.
You can't make me. But propaganda, come on, man. I mean, I don't get the facts. I don't get the letter in the mail. I don't know what you're talking about, Gary. What I do know is I've not been sued or settled for $700, $800 million by Dominion like Fox News does. I haven't been sued by Smartmatic to the tune of two-some billion dollars. You know, hosts on this show like Jeannie Pirro or some of the others have not been sued individually, nor have we had any sexual harassment lawsuits like, I don't know, Bill O'Reilly and go down the list. So, you know, certainly folks, you know, look for credible sources. And how do you define credible? You know, track record, history. You know, there's a way to figure it out. There's a reason why some of the old journalistic, you know, newspapers are still around. Yes, everyone screws up. Everyone has a... there's always going to be someone out there wrecking it for people. But are they generally, over the course of time, accurate? And are you reading opinion pieces? Do you know the difference between an opinion piece and a news piece? I think sometimes people don't. I understand that. But Gary, I appreciate you listening, man. Please continue to do so. Encourage all your friends. But propaganda, man, come on. You know, drop some of these swear words on you, brother.
Got a couple of thoughts. First of all, Jeff texts in, is Gary threatening you? I'll see you tomorrow. Above and beyond that, Dom, you know, don't encourage people to sue us. Please, let's not have been sued in 3.5, 4 years.
Been a while.
It's like accidents on the job site. We don't talk about how many days it's been, okay? Please? But
we want to keep the sign up.
Well, at least I want to keep reasonable E&O insurance premiums. And finally, swearing at Mr. Marty. Not one of my prouder moments, but I'm proud at my truthiness in this regard. Mr. Marty had he was my social studies teacher in eighth grade. Hated that school. But Mr. Marty was actually one of the good ones. He was a good teacher, cared about the kids, cared about teaching his subject matter. And in fact, if you didn't come to his class prepared with the coursework, Mr. Marty would make you bring it back after class if your lie was true. It's in my locker, I swear, which is it wasn't a lie. It was the God's honest truth. I had done my homework. I didn't bring it to class. And he was going to give me a detention. I was going to miss my bus. And I was going to get stuck at school for hours before I got a ride. And anyways, I mofoed him under my breath. Quietly.
What grade were you in at this
Eighth
point?
Eighth grade.
Okay.
Not quite full-grown crudy, but, you know, full obstinate crudy.
And, has there been anything other than that?
Really?
I haven't met anything but full obstinate crudy. Been a while. You killed that non-obstinate crudy a long time ago.
In my own defense, in a regard. Now, I'm not trying to be funny here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm totally going to believe whatever you say. Go ahead.
I feel a little insulted that you pre-laughed whatever it is that comes next. Pre-laughed it. I was actually going to say something very serious.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I mean it.
Serious Dom. Here we go.
Here we go. Turn up the music a little bit, though. Always like to tell a story over a good tune. When my mom died and I had some direct representation on behalf of the family as a 12-year-old, I got to tell you, it changed me, dude.
Yeah.
And I just felt like an adult at that age. And when Mr. Marty said, go get your homework after my class, you're going to miss your bus, you're going to, you know, I'm thinking through the chain of events. Of course, it doesn't affect him at all. You know, I knew the homework was due. Why didn't I bring it to class? So, Mr. Marty asked me, what did you say? And my mom would have washed up my mouth with a bar of lava soap if she ever heard me use the F word. She never used that word. And so I said it aloud to him. I called you a mofo. And he took me immediately to Mr. Bone's office. He was the assistant principal. I knew that man well. And I got a 3-day suspension. And I wasn't the only one swearing that night. Come back, more Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Some say the greatest radio show ever, and they would be correct. You can join us 844-967-2789.
You know, the great thing about that phone number works for calls, but it also works for text. I've been checking out the text line, Dom. A lot of texters giving, you know, let's call it advice to other callers. Here's one on the WMDX line. Maybe don't take a huge hit off the bong whilst on hold, William. I see William's back on hold. Maybe William, but not generally accustomed to take the same caller twice. But maybe, you know, as the lungs got in the way. Here's another one. Andrew from Verona. Little shout out, long distance request. Man, Gary, F that guy. And then a little more radio friendly, Gary, okay, boomer. And a few more not ready for prime time, Jeff from Shorewood, trash texting Jeff. He sprinkles the profanities all the time.
Yes, he does. Very smart man, that Jeff.
Another one, hell yeah, Gary, we can say that one. Here's one from Tom from New Berlin. Gary's too whiny. He is a bit whiny. He's a decent guy. We saw him one time working real hard on a ladder. And
across
we did
the street. Yeah, down
across the street from the glass front studios on Brady. And we did play by play as Gary climbed the ladder. And my only thought at the time was, if Gary's listening, you know, I don't know if you realize this, folks, but you can't swear on the air. We got a dump button, 13-second delay and all that kind of stuff. But Gary probably had a transistor radio in his pocket listening to the greatest radio show ever. We're describing his progress. If Gary falls off the ladder, he's going to hear himself fall in tape delayed right about the time he makes a splat on Brady Street. That's the things I think about, Dom. 844.
That's why you should not be looking out the window when we do a radio show. You are easily distracted.
844-967-2789. I just get concerned. I'm looking out the window now.
I know. You have so much concern about everything else. How about the callers, man? I'm concerned about our callers.
Well, I think Jack's been waiting the longest. Jack from Merrimack, thank you for your patience, Jack. I always care about you, the callers.
Hey, Jack.
You guys are a hard act to follow. What can I say? Okay. I'm going to go back to the 100,000 so-called poll watchers.
Yeah, that's what they claim.
Yeah, there's about 180 polling places in Milwaukee, and that's the largest single source of voters in the state. Now, I tried looking it up, and I could not find out any given total for the number there are in the state. But
about 1,835 individual voting districts, Jack. We have the most decentralized elections in the nation. These should be held up as the example, shining example of how things are done properly. And in fact, if they would just allow the early absentee ballot counts so everyone didn't have to point at Milwaukee County at 2 o'clock in the morning when they finally get done counting their absentee ballots and say, see, they were just waiting to see how many they needed, and then they beat that number by 20,000 or whatever the case may be. Jack, they could have done something about that. The Senate failed to move the Wisconsin State Senate. They don't actually want to solve the problem. They just want to claim it's rigged.
Yeah, they want to be part of the problem, not solve
the problem. And Jack, for the record, I mean, there is no problem. The circumstances, they don't count those absentee ballots until after the regular votes are counted. That's the process. That's how it works. They could have changed that through legislation. Simple enough. Start counting early. There's something you could do. They declined to do so. So the problem is not a problem. It's a perceived problem. It's explained as a problem. They'll call it a ballot dump, a drop, a dump, as Trump did. But that's just the process, man. And they could have changed it. They don't want to because, as Crudy mentioned, they want to have the bitch on their side.
He means
the complaint, not Vicky McKenna on Right Wing Talk Radio, just for the record.
They want the grievance on their side, Jack.
Yes, I understood that. So let's say that there was around, 2,000 districts. Now, that means that if the magnets recruit 100,000 Wisconsinites for the...
No, that's nationally. Nationally. They're going to need at least... I mean, if... But understand, Jack, they don't care about watching the polls in northern Wisconsin or in Glenn Grothman's district. They only care about watching Milwaukee polls or Dane County polls and then making it a little bit harder for the, let's just say, the pigmented people to vote. It's voter suppression, Jack. Or it will be.
In the more progressive voting districts, too, because they're not all just in Milwaukee, but I understand what you're saying. My thought is this, though. Where I vote happens to be in the middle of a park, and there are two paved walkways from the streets leading the polling location. They're maybe 100 yards or so from the street where the polling location is. And I can see dozens of these people, violence-prone MAGAs, standing at the edge of the park next to the walkways, either armed, thanks to GOP for next to no gun regulation, or in combat gear like vests or camel clothing, or otherwise attempting to intimidate by looking official, demanding ID, proof of citizenship, other bogus demands that they've got no business asking for. And that, I think, is what this is about. I think you're right. They intend to intimidate voters. And it's why we absolutely have to, if we don't, can't get it at the federal level because the Senate wouldn't take up the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, we need a law, at least in Wisconsin, that clearly states every citizen has, every adult citizen has the right to vote. And any legislation, regulation, or activity that interferes with that right is unlawful, period. Somehow we've got to get that point across, and it has to be done to keep this kind of intimidation. It also has to be done to stop the ridiculously demanding absentee ballot rules.
Jack, too many to enumerate for the time we got left in this segment, my friend. We get your point. Yes, to make it better here in the state of Wisconsin, where we originate from, you would have to see, let's say, new, fairer maps and probably two elective cycles, because you're probably not going to win back the state Senate, not with only half the senators on the ballot this term. So it would be a two-part process. But if you could get something close to equity in the Senate, hell, man, you might get some governance going on. What would that feel like?
I have no idea.
More Devils. A happier happy hour rolls on with your calls. 844.
The Devil's Advocates. Radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The Monday edition. A happier happy hour rolling through it with your phone calls. 844-967-2789. You know, like an hour ago, we were going to try to get to some of the funny, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I think now would be an appropriate time. One other thought. So, Rich, get ready. That's coming next. But the microphone, or more accurately, the headphone cord, it reminds me a little of the rosary. You know, like the old ladies down at the Catholic Church, they go through the rosary. They say their Hail Marys.
Oh, you mean Madonna's necklace?
Whatever.
Remember how mad they were when she wore it? It's not a necklace. But yes, I know the rosary.
Well, they're usually praying for sinners like us, Dom. And, you know, I find
Speak for yourself.
I know. You think it's all good. There is no sin for you.
There is no sin. But, you know, it's a man-made creation. But yes, please continue.
So, therapeutically, I'm going through, you know, going during the commercial break. And I'm like, son of a bitch. Damn it. Hell. You know, I'm like going through all the variations of swear words. I got through almost through the whole chord. I have quite a repertoire.
Now, this is the
non-FCC compliant words. And variations on the use, because the F word is very versatile, as you know, Dom. But
indeed it is.
Let's go ahead.
The chord, though. I mean, is it the telephone cord, or the
it's like the old style phone cord that your mom had. Right,
you. Now don't mess it up though, man. You know,
I'm not messing with it. I'm just
it the wrong way, and then it doesn't work right anymore.
So then you hold it up, and it unspins. But that's not what I'm doing. I'm not spinning it. I'm not twirling my hair.
Of course not. I never said it before. It's been a while, Curdy, huh?
Someone said to me today, unironically, I've been trying to stay out of your hair. you and I had to have a little internal giggle on that thought. But no, I'm not messing with it. I'm just, you know, touching it, fidgeting, okay. I guess.
Fidgeting.
Giving, fidgeting. Oh, you know.
So you're figuring out all the FCC compliant swear words there are?
Well, that was a short list. The longer list is all the stuff I can't say on the radio. That got me almost through the cord. Just during the commercial break. Just word after word, man. I'd be good at, like, profane Scrabble.
Certainly.
844-967-2789. And Rich is going to remind. Let's just get to the sound. Last night's White House Correspondents' Dinner. It was pretty clean. I wasn't there. But Joe Biden, you know, he keeps it clean most of the time. Unless he's thinking about Trump wanting to take his ass out behind the woodshed for a good thorough beating him in popcorn. But anyways, where are we going to start? We got Joe Biden first?
We can go. We got four from Joe.
Let's hear from Joe. President Joe Biden, I hear very dapper. Black tie. He wore it. Swell. Played for the people. Joe Biden.
I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old.
Yeah, sounds about right.
That was sort of a reference to age, right? Let's keep playing them. Rich, cut two.
It's been a year since I delivered this speech, and my wife Jill was with me tonight, was worried how I do. I told her, don't worry. Just like riding the bike. She said, that's what I'm worried about.
Now, I love the fact that, I mean, President Joe Biden was actually on a bike to have it to fall off on and have it, you know, crash a little bit. Has Donald Trump ever ridden a bike? You ever seen a picture of Donald Trump?
I bet he's fallen off a couple of golf carts.
Golf carts. I don't know if that counts, man. Take that corner a little too hard and you fly off. That does has been known to happen.
There isn't a bike seat wide enough.
No, none of the banana seat. A couple more from the President Joe at the White House Correspondents' Dinner last night. Let's play How Good It Feels.
I really feel great. I'm campaigning all over the country. Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina. I've always done well in the original 13 colonies.
You know, self-deprecating humor is something that the former president knows nothing about.
My understanding is the only reason Trump ever ran for the president is because Obama lit his ass up at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in like 2012. And he found himself publicly humiliated by the guy, right? Because Trump did the whole birther thing, the birth certificate, endlessly tried to gin that up and went on Rush Limbaugh's show. And then he was in the room and Obama lit his ass up. I wish we had that today. Let's keep going with Joe Biden. He wasn't half bad either.
Trump's so desperate, he started reading those Bibles he's selling. Then he got to the first commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. That's when he put it down and said, this book's not for me.
That and the whole not bearing false witness and not coveting the neighbor's wife, there's a few he would have problems with. I'm not sure sequentially how they fall, though, Don.
I heard there were 15, but then Moses dropped 5, and now there's only 10.
Pretty sure that's historical, Mel Brooks.
I saw it on Mel Brooks, yeah.
Let's keep going. One more president, Joe Biden.
Actually, that's all the president.
Oh!
We got a couple. Who was it?
Colin Jost.
Yeah, he was there. He did a couple. We got a few from him.
The Harvard.
The SNL cat. He actually does news, right? He does news on SNL.
Well, he does news. I mean, come on. We know the news. He does hot takes, funny news. Not at all like what you do, Dom.
Yeah.
He does have very, very Republican hair. Very Harvard hair, I would say.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Colin Jost, and I'll be delivering the Republican response. I'll be honest with you, I don't have a lot of time. I need to get back to New York because I'm juror number 5 on a big trial. Trump's lawyer took one look at me, and he's like, he's got to be on our side.
Yeah. Married to Scarlett Johansson. Just putting it out there for you, Dom. More Colin Jost.
Great.
It's after 10 p.m. Sleepy Joe is still awake. While Donald Trump has spent the past week falling asleep in court every morning. Though Fox News said he was just being anti-woke.
Or flatulently waking himself up. Colin Jost last night for the White House court. This weekend from the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Curdy, if Colin Jost has Harvard hair, what kind of hair do you have?
Lacrosse hair, baby. Me, Lar, a lot of us got this haircut. Just the good-looking ones. I did make a mistake earlier in the show. I said it was Comer that got challenged by Maria Bartiromo. It was actually Jim Jordan who got challenged about congressional investigations that go nowhere.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for the clarity. I mean, between the two of them, I don't know who's worse, but, you know, they're both megas. I mean, they both deserve it.
Is that our sound?
No, we're good.
We're done.
We got time.
Well, that's what I was saying.
That's the end of the sound, yeah.
Yes,
that's
okay.
It. Okay.
Now we have consensus and clarity. 844 967-2789. Wisco Paul, thank you for your patience, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Thanks for taking my call, Devils. Joe Biden did an awesome job. I watched it. And I think a blue wave's coming because people are starting to realize how bad Trump is. But I would like to go back to your last half an hour. Is that okay?
If you must. No, go ahead, Paulie. At least you were listening. You've been on the phone that long, just holding.
Well, I just have to talk about good old Scott Walker, Scott Hole. It'll take years before the roads are fixed up here. That's just one of the things. But he has a lot to do with what happened to the voting in this state and lots of other things. Poison water, nitrates, rubber chemicals. So hopefully...
I mean, I got a list for this guy. Talking about Scott Walker, Paulie, everything from voter ID, voter suppression laws. He extended and kept people in prison for longer periods. It's had devastating effects on populations. He was racist as Milwaukee County executive, raised the fares higher than any other municipality, had raised them nationwide.
The bus
and then
fares, yes.
When they dropped off, then cut the commuter out to like Waukesha County and stuff where the jobs were. And then there was the whole not accepting the Medicaid expansion, sticking it in the ear of the Menominee Indian tribe, not taking the $250 million, not taking the high-speed rail, putting the state of Wisconsin on the hook for Talgo. And to the best of my knowledge, Paul, he never did create 250,000 effing jobs. Excuse my
French.
Don't
forget the high-speed internet, the Gogebic Taconic mine.
Foxconn!
Foxconn! I mean, there's the greatest hits that, for some reason, I never get sick of playing.
And Paul, like it makes it very hard not to swear on the radio. I'm just telling you.
Well, the years he was in office, when I used to call into your show, I think I only got dumped once or twice. And it was really hard not to say something where you weren't getting dumped for when you talk about Scott Walker.
Are you worried about getting dumped now, Paul? Is something coming to mind, like on the tip of your lips?
You're speaking very carefully right now, Paulie.
I'm trying to pick my words very carefully. But he's the problem, and it's going to be quite a few years before you get this fixed. And I think with a blue wave, and it may even come in this state because the Republicans are on the wrong side of a lot of issues. And I think they have a chance to flip the Senate in this state because of the things that Scott Walker did.
Well, it'll take two cycles, though, Paul. We only have enough people on the map, basically on the clock, Republicans that have either been cross-pollinated into the same district or whatever you want to say. Paulie, it's going to take two cycles to win back the state Senate, unfortunately. That's just one man's estimate, but it's going to take two. Could win the assembly this year. Very well could win the state assembly. Fair districts, I'll take my chances on better candidates with better ideas on the blue team. Or am
I'm
supposed
to done with that? I just had to bring up the good old Scott Hole one more time. The man that single-handedly, well, he had help, just about destroyed the state of Wisconsin and took us back to Mississippi. And before I say anything that I get dumped for, I'm just going to leave it at that. Thanks for helping me out here with Scott Hole.
You know, Paulie, you almost created an alternative swear word with Scott Hole. You're the one that popularized. I mean, for years, Paulie's been calling him Scott Holes. The rest of us, I still call him Wanker, but most others have moved on as Scott Walker, very not relevant, really, except for his leadership of the Young Adolphs Foundation.
Young America's Foundation. Yeah, yes. Young America's Foundation.
Normally right, an Bill, excellent memory, but
Bill,
William.
I can give you about 90 seconds. William, put the bong down. Great. What do you got for us, brother?
Well, Mike goes up north, and I have an ad from a body shop just a little north of Wautoma.
Well, that's my neck of the woods, buddy. Wautoma, I'm in town of Oasis.
this explains how crazy the MAGAs are. And this is an ad for a body shop. The first thing it says is, under Biden's administration, the HHS cannot account for 300,000 unaccompanied migrant children that he let cross through the USA borders. P.S. Where are they? Oh, that's right. Joe's administration never filed papers on them to begin with. So Joe's the trafficker? Question mark.
And that's a body shop, Sam?
Yes. It's where the heck is this here? It's 4 miles north on 73 and 2 miles left on Beach Nut Road.
Well, I don't know about beach, but I believe the nut part. I'm off of 73 up there in Washura County.
Your neighbors, baby.
Don't be telling people where I live, though, William. You know what I'm saying? That's like my quiet piece. I go and swear at the nature up there. Poor devils.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you have something to say, hit us up on the lines right now, 844-967-2789. Stick around, Busted Pencils coming up next.
A little early for a grievance, but I think Mark makes a good observation on the text line in regards to Megan Wolf, right? She's been under attack. Megan Wolf is the Wisconsin Elections Commission administrator. And she's been unduly targeted. And is really, it's a question of her safety at this point. And the governor has announced he has given a special safety team, I suspect, state troopers, maybe, guarding the exterior of her home, whatever hopefully is necessary to keep her safe. But Mark's observation is, why hasn't Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Bob Spindell, and we've called for his resignation, we've called him a lot of things to him, a lot of profanities off air, but mostly on the air, we've kept it clean. But why has he not come to help protect the safety of Megan Wolf? Why didn't he show that modicum of humanity when he knows that she is only acting at the directive of himself and five other commissioners? Why does he leave her exposed out there, blown in the wind, so Donald Trump can continue his rigged election talk four years after he lost Wisconsin?
Answered your own question. That's why.
Well, it's a keen observation, Mark. I appreciate it. But, you know, why don't any of them? I mean, they all claim they're traditional men. They're proudly men. They're patriotic men. Yet when the rubber hits the road, none of them show any character whatsoever. None of them stand with Megan Wolf. I mean, the Republicans in this state that would have some impact if they actually came out there courageously and said, can we stop attacking a technocrat who administers elections? This is not a good direction to, you know, direct your rage. If you want to rage, rage against the boss, Voss. Or the Devil's Advocates, whatever. You know,
whatever, yeah, either way.
967-2789 against my better judgment. CJ, you've been out there, you've been holding. If you're ready right now, you get a chance on the greatest radio show ever.
Hey, CJ.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. You know, Megan Wolf, you know, maybe they should protect her the way they protect the Supreme Court justices. I guess they don't care that Merrick Garland doesn't care about that.
They did offer protection to Supreme Court justices, and none of us thought it was a good idea that people should be threatened after the Roe v. Wade opinion was leaked, probably by Alito. Let's see what team that actually favored. Oh, yeah, the conservatives that wanted to lock in the 5-4 or vote. I think it was Alito, but ultimately there were some threats that were leveled, and that's not good. not against the Supreme Court justices, not against Megan Wolf, certainly.
I agree. You know, but the fact is that this Biden Justice Department picks and chooses what laws are enforced. It's okay to protest in front of Supreme. No, it's not. It's against the law, but it is underneath the Biden justice system. So again, your party picks and chooses what laws.
Listen, CJ. Listen, CJ. Do you agree that Megan Wolf should not be threatened in the state of Wisconsin? Right? You don't think that's anything? Any public server should not be physically threatened with their life or doing their job, right? You agree with that?
Well, of course she shouldn't be threatened.
But okay. Now let me ask you this. The guy you voted for in the past and the guy you're probably going to vote for again, Donald Trump, is the one who is saying these things. Donald Trump is the one who is putting Megan Wolf out there. He's the one saying that she's...
It's not her action, CJ. She can't enforce...
She's not enforcing the law.
She's an administrator. She's not Judge Dredd, CJ. She's not judge, jury, and executioner. She does what a panel of six direct her to do. Do you get that part, man? It's a commission of six, and she's the out product of the six's directive. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm going to swear on the air. You know, I've got to end you right there, CJ.
No, you can't swear on the air. I'm too close to the end.
Now, he did get banned once for being coarse on the air, CJ. And it was an unexpected coarseness, and he earned it. But I also have to point out, when nominated and anointed by the audience as D-bag of the year, and there's some coarseness there, well, CJ, sometimes you earn it, man, and you have earned it today. I'm calling you D-bag of the day.
CJ, the threats coming to Megan Wolf are a result of your candidate for president, Donald Trump's actions and words. That's why it's happening. Megan Wolf is an administrator who executes the will of a commission, three Republicans and three Democrats. That's how it's set up. That's how it works. That's what we have right now. It's changed over the years, CJ. If you listen to the show, you know the evolution of election oversight in the state of Wisconsin. We used to have a bunch of retired judges on a commission. Remember that, Crudy? And then what'd they do? They had the temerity, the GAB to what? Open up a John Doe investigation into probably the guy you voted for as well. Scott Walker, who was coordinating with third-party groups in violation of campaign finance laws. You know, campaign finance laws that have to do with, you know, campaigning and elections. Like Janelle Brangen and other Republicans giving money specifically to county parties to circumvent the campaign limits for state legislative assembly folks. That's your side, CJ. They're doing that.
When Scott Walker was breaking laws, it was way bigger numbers than Janelle Brangen.
Oh, certainly.
Money laundered to third-party GOP groups on behalf of Adam Steen. And of course,
well, they pay a lot of money. It would have been a triple double if they've been found guilty of that.
Those are still
a lot of money for attorneys anyway.
Thank you all for listening to what some call, and I believe Gary was one of them. We are his Pied Piper, the greatest radio show ever. Well, gotcha. I'm gonna start subliminally sending Gary messages during the show. Buy the drinks next time. Buy the drinks. Thank you, Maggie Dawn. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you, Rich.
Rich and Busted Pencils live in Madison next.